IS-27, Leonardo. This is okay. Then the Latin American question.
Answer is yesterday.
Leonardo, please.
Agenda paper 15. Agenda paper 15 is about the opportunity to restore the option to use the equity method in separate financial statements. In May 2012, the ISB decided to add to its agenda a narrow scope project to consider whether amending IS-27 to allow entities to account for investment in subsidiary, associate, and joint venture using the equity method in their separate financial statements. We think that adding the option to use the equity method in separate financial statements will reduce compliance costs in some jurisdictions. Indeed, on the basis of the replies of the ISB agenda consultation, we understand that in some countries many entities prepare two sets of financial statements only because they cannot use the equity method in their separate financial statements prepared in accordance with IFRS's. We also think that adding the option to use the equity method would not result in a loss of information. In our view, separate financial statements that comply with IFRS are optional, because IS-27 does not require an entity to produce separate financial statements. Consequently, we think that adding an option in financial statements that are optional does not impair the comparability of these financial statements. We also think that the equity method faithfully represents the financial performance of investment in subsidiary, joint venture, and associates. Because using this method, the investor would recognize its share of profit or loss of the investee in its separate financial statements. Consequently, we recommend that the ISB should amend IS-27 to allow an entity to use the equity method to account for investment in subsidiary, associates, and joint venture. We ask the board members whether they agree with our recommendation.
Tuck?
Yes, thank you. I do not oppose your proposal because this came from agenda consultation. However, I would say I'm not very much comfortable with your proposal. So, for example, for the equity method, we currently have an issue of other asset, net asset changes. And if we follow our ED's proposal, do you recognize equity in the separate financial statement if we have some other changes in the associates? I don't think it is very good for the separate financial statement. And also, there are lots of questions when we incorporate equity method into the separate financial statement. For example, so are you going to recognize deferred tax liability for unremitted retained earnings of in associates? Or how about elimination of unrealized gains and loss, and what about deferred tax issues? And also, when you apply equity method to the subsidiary, how can you keep a consistency with consolidated financial statements? It would be quite difficult. So, for example, if you acquire subsidiary, how do you deal with the goodwill? What about asset allocation? So all those nuisances we need to address when you incorporate equity method into the separate financial statements. So I think it's okay to allow it. However, that's why I'm saying it's uncomfortable. And equity method is not easy to bring it on its own. It might bring other things into the separate financial statement.
So did you agree or not?
I agree, but we need to.
It's a little bit like the TAC. In principle, I do agree, but I have a question which I raised with Leonardo this morning. Let's assume a company has subsidiaries associates, and joint ventures. According to the proposal, they could pick and choose to apply equity method as an option only to one class, say only joint ventures, and decide to keep associates and subsidiaries at cost, or they can permute any how they want. Say do it for subsidiaries, not associates. It seems to be a very open choice, which I think would be very opportunistic. So my proposal would be to say, if you opt for equity method, you apply it throughout the line to all investments that you have, which are not under IFRS 9 at fair value P&L. Simple. It's either or, but not a pick and choose between classes of companies, depending what's best for my presentation.
Good suggestion.
That wasn't discussed in this paper, so I would say, yes, in principle, I think we need to think further about how to do it.
Jan?
Well, just for the record, I'd like to say that I'm fully in favor of this, and I see that there can be some technicalities how we do this. For some countries and some companies, this is a really important matter. For us, it's a technicality, and I really hope that we can finally now make this small adjustment that for some people are very important. I admit that there are technicalities, but if we don't trust IFRS accounting to bring it up to a mother company, I think we have other problems to discuss.
Amaro?
No, I do agree as well, and I think the options that we have today, we allow today for users, either cost or fair value, they are limited as well. So you are just adding another alternative, and it's much better, in my view, than the cost alternative that they have. And possible in many, many cases compared to market value, to fair value. So I think this is the right way to proceed. Yeah. And for the benefit of users, I think the information will be better quality.
Exactly why? Because I think it's better than cost. Exactly that reason. If you start doing that for one class of investments, then you should continue and do it for all investments.
But I
because otherwise you will see choices being made just for the purpose of improving the.
Aren't choices made today between cost and fair value?
Yeah, but you have to apply to all of them.
No, be careful. You know, first, I support that proposal. Second, I generally support Philippe's proposal, yeah. But be careful. We allow parent to have different business purpose. One is to form a joint venture, be a joint venture. Another one as a, like, you know, the investment property type, you will invest something for fair value purpose, then we allow them to use the fair value. Then what do you suggest is
when we have an option, generally we explain that there is a reason for choosing the option. Here it seems to be a free option, and you can decide to because you prefer to do it only for associates but not joint ventures. No condition, free option, free choice.
But that's the current situation,
yes.
Too, except we
have
multiplying the options. I'm just losing comparability in a way by multiplying the options.
But here, though, IAS 27 para 10 says the entity shall apply same accounting for each category of investment.
Yes.
It already says that what you're doing is unnecessarily expanding 27 scope.
Please listen to what I said. I said you can choose to do all associates, I didn't say one of the associates, and not all the joint ventures. Each category of investment means associates, but not joint ventures, or joint ventures and not associates. That's what the star says.
Yeah. I think if you put the right place to put this is to put it in para 10, and you put it in para 10, either A or B, you put now C, equity method, and everything below that will remain the same.
Exactly.
And I don't see any problem with the Philippe's worry.
Mary? I don't have an objection to us considering this, but if the driver is to facilitate use of IFRS for separate financial statements, this is the second time in this meeting this question has come up about facilitating separate financial statements. We considered it, I think, yesterday when we were talking about SME and the issue of, modified disclosures for subsidiaries. I think before we go ahead, charge ahead and do this one change with the objective of separate, we should go to the advisory council and say, not what's the technical change that we should make, but just say, should we take up a project either focused on this one issue or more broadly to look at facilitating use of IFRS in separate financial statements of subsidiaries? Because I'd hate for us to do this and then somebody come back during the exposure process and say, but if you're doing this to make us be able to use IFRS for separate financial statements, you also have to do A, B, and C, or we still can't use it, and so we'll only be halfway there. So why don't we do the work on getting the right scope?
The danger is there, but when we had a gender consultation,
right,
the question comes to us is specific.
Yes. Okay. It's not facilitated.
Yeah, it is specific. First, not tackle the old issues about separate statements. Secondly, not tackle all of the issues about equity method. If the only questions is, you know, equity method used in separate financial statements.
John Wu?
Yeah, thank you. I strongly agree with their step proposal. But there are some conditions because, you know, as Mary said and Philip said, you know, if we just apply equity method in IAS 28, then currently we can choose one of three. So we are going to lose comparably. So one way to solve this problem is, as Mary's suggestion, you know, we do this in a more broader scope, you know, maybe we have to show more respect for this separate financial statement, because many companies, many countries are using this financial statements very, very usefully. So this is not just in a complement to the consolidated financial statements at all. But I guess in a current ISB perspective is thinking this is a kind of some kind of a one simple summary of schedule. So you can do a major investment, any one of these. But the outside, our stakeholders are thinking, you know, differently. This is a very important financial statement in their jurisdiction. So they want more desirable measurement method. If we are going to include equity method or some details of application of equity method, then we should provide better way to represent all economic activities on their separate financial statements. So I'm saying, you know, many issues in this equity method. If we think this subsidiary equity method or associates is totally different. The subsidiary equity method, if you apply equity method on subsidiaries, you can compare with the consolidated financial statements and this equity method result of subsidiaries. If they are different, I guess, you know, currently if I apply IAS 28 equity method, that result is quite different from consolidated numbers. So that will cause another problem because, you know, comparability between these three methods and also with the consolidated financial statements, we are losing that comparability too. So basically, one is of this is a more broad fundamental analysis, or we may give some authoritative power to jurisdictions if they would like to use maybe one of three methods. They might mandate just one method by this jurisdiction, because based on this paragraph maybe two or three in the IAS 27, these separate financial statements are required to apply this standard if jurisdictions require them. So we are already giving us some authority to jurisdictions about these separate financial statements. So that's another possibility to solve all the problems here. That's what I'm suggesting. But
two people so far have said that application of the equity method gives different results to full consolidation in terms of the numbers, and they do not.
Exactly.
They basically collapses down to one thing. The difference is the granularity or detail. But you're required, according to IAS 28, to make the same adjustments for unrealized sales up or down. And if you, let's say you own 100% of the subsidiary, you're going to make a 100% adjustment, not just the proportionate one. But the whole point is that they, at the moment, it is the one-line consolidation approach that we have in IAS 28 gives us exactly the same profit numbers, equity numbers and so on. So there is no difference there. If we change something, we might have a difficulty, but we are not proposing that, so there is comparability. And the second point, Chung, where you said that in some cases we could allow jurisdictions to limit choice, jurisdictions currently do that. So, we have seen that empirically where jurisdictions will say that you may not, for example, use cost.
Okay, I hope the Alan's experience is all right, but please check whether that the consolidated numbers are the same as IS-28 equity methodology. So please check that. If that's the same, no problem.
You're required to measure goodwill in the same way. You're supposed to adjust the assets and then adjust the... This is why the equity method is so complicated, because you're actually supposed to do all the consolidation things, even though you can't get access often to the information.
But I have a question to Aaron. How you do that? Because when you're allowing, for example, in a joint venture at cost, and then you're allowing a subsidiary at equity. That is our proposal here. And if you have really significant transactions between then said joint venture, which is at cost, and you have really then with the subsidiary which you have at equity, how do you do any intercompany gains and losses? That is also what's my concern, and I'm with TAC. I think technical, that is so difficult to do that without a full consolidation. And if you're allowing a mixture of at cost for some of your joint ventures and assets and have at equity for subsidiaries, I have really high doubts that you really don't, that you come up with the same result as if you don't have allowed this.
If you have a controlled subsidiary, and if you have an associate, 20%, but the controlled subsidiary owns 20% of your associate. In consolidation, you have an equity interest of 40%. In the separate accounts, you have 20%, and you don't have the same results. The equity method applied in the parent and in consolidation are not the same. Unless you force everyone, every company to be equity, and even though it may not be the same.
Okay. Patricia?
I'd just like to point out that the equity method was allowed in IFRS until very recently.
Yeah.
And I'm not aware of any significant problems in practice when it was allowed.
Yeah.
I don't think it was practice problems that caused the elimination of it. So I think some of these concerns are maybe a little overblown.
Yeah. Mary?
I withdraw my support for the staff recommendation, because I think we're just jumping without spending the time thinking about what the scope of the project is and whether it's fit for purpose. I think we should figure out what problem we're trying to solve and whether this will solve it and what the amount of work is associated with it.
We have had this for 6 or 7 years.
Yep.
And there are people sitting out there saying that either we don't apply IFRS or I can't pay my dividends to my shareholders. Mm-hmm. And they've been waiting. We had discussion on this board, very similar to what we're discussing now, 6, 7 years ago. And I think if we don't solve this, I think we are really doing the wrong thing. I mean, this is for some people a technicality, which is extremely important.
I would not mind after we did some limited consultation, and this is why I said advisory council. I know it was in the agenda consult. I didn't think to go back and look at what that was, because the feedback from the agenda consult wasn't in here. But I just want to make sure that if we set out to do something and we decide it's only going to be to reintroduce the equity method option, that that's the only thing we have to do, that we don't start thinking we have a very limited project and we do that and we get feedback. Yeah, but then we expose it, we get feedback, people say you have to do this and this and this, so we have to re-expose. Why don't we just
It was... this was run by the advisory council, where it got support, as far as I remember. It is indeed something that was allowed in the past, and I think we drew it because we wanted to have a little bit more comparability. That was the main issue. It is a method which is superior to cost, which is part of what is possible right now. So I think we can go ahead and do this, and if there are major objections, it will come out during the exposure period.
Okay. Last question. Can the staff clarify, because between Patricia and I, we weren't sure,
In IS 27, paragraph 10, when we say you have to apply to this, the same thing to the same to each category of investment, same accounting to each category, does that mean that if I do one associate at equity, I must do all associates at equity, or does that mean, does that imply I do also joint ventures?
No, I think it, I would read that as being associates and all associates.
My point that you may choose to do it only to joint ventures and not associates is correct.
Yes, yes,
that's correct.
Okay, can I see who supports the staff proposal?
14.
So we have no further questions.
Did you want to ask Philippe's question as a just as a separate one about whether or not you should restrict, or do you just want to expose us?
First, we should make sure that the wording is clear for everyone, that what you said is clarified, one. And second, shouldn't we ask a question in the exposure draft as to whether reintroducing the option should be taken to apply to every investment or only class by class, which I think is not optimal.
I think it's just drafted. We might even add a sentence that says, for example, all associates must be the same methodology, for example.
Yeah, but I would also ask a question in the...
Define what a category means.
So I thought all categories. So if you chose the equity method for your wholly owned subsidiaries, you would also have to use the equity method for associates and joint ventures. You couldn't use cost for your associates and fair value for your joint ventures.
But there is some clarity.
Be careful.
Because some people might have a different reading, like Patricia, who is a good reader, much better than I am. And second, I think I would ask a question in the exposure draft
about, don't you think that if you choose for one category, you should extend to all categories? That's the question.
Can I add, we decide in when we develop nine, we allow entity to have different business purpose, therefore have different measurement basis, first. Second, we recently decide if you are qualified as investment entity, you should fair value the joint venture and the others. Let's assume Goldman...
Yeah, so that would override.
That would override, I would assume. That, so they would be doing fair value in their separate financial statements. We aren't saying they have to use the equity method. Yeah. We're just saying if they use the equity method, they have to use it for everything.
I think that's too restrictive. I think the intent is if you have associates, joint venture, the way I read it, and subsidiaries, associates can have equity method, joint ventures can have fair value, and subsidiaries can have equity method. I think that's what I read paragraph.
That's the current standard.
So this
would be a second amendment.
But you have nine. So you have nine combinations possible. Nine possible combinations of
selling. No, it will be six and the mathematics.
It will become nine. But now the question is, do we think that it is good in terms of presentation of fairness to say I do fair value only for joint ventures and I keep associates at cost? And does it make sense?
Who are we to question that?
I think
it's for the users of the financial statement.
Well, listen, we are not proposing this, but
so the users can
it's
tell
our
us.
Job, it's our job. Yeah, okay.
Yes? I have no objection again. We are not proposing this amendment. The amendment is as it is, and we can ask that question. I think it's a reasonable question.
Okay, ask a question.
Yeah?
Question. Is this being going to operate as an AIP or as an independent standalone?
Okay, let's take a break till 20 past.